Blog Talk Radio. One minute until showtime.
Welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-hosts, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and ConjureMan of ConjureManConsulting.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we welcome a special guest from the Association of Independent Reapers and Rootworkers, JD of HoodooHouseDetroit.com, in Detroit, Michigan, bringing us today's topic on safe travel spells. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo conjurer root work as divine and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man. Miss Cat?
Hi, thank you so much, James. Things are a little shaky in the world of Mercury retrograde right now. I don't know if any of you heard that, but what we heard at the back end was really strange, so we just won't even mention it because we hope it didn't go out on the air that way.
No.
It was basically the entire lead-in to the show happened twice, as did the start of the music. But such is life. Also, we are having trouble getting our people, our guests, and everybody into the show. We may all drop out. This functionality may not be functional. Okay, so that's your happy Mercury retrograde announcement. Let's see. I have some other announcements. So before I bring in anybody else, I want to make these real quick announcements. First of all, we have a winner. In fact, we have six lucky winners for Facebook Fridays for December 15th, 2023. And each winner gets one bottle of genuine handmade Lucky Mojo brand Crucible of Courage oil. And the names of our winners are Alexis Gonzalez Schultz, Beth Berg, Trish Moon Cook Hastings, Louis Montclair, Wayne Cameron, and Matthew McHale. So congratulations, folks. You just won a free Crucible of Courage oil. So respond to the message from the Lucky Mojo page on Facebook and send us your mailing address for shipping purposes. We will never ask for a credit card. We will never ask for you to, quote, register, unquote. Don't do it if someone asks you that. This is for just your shipping address. Thanks very much for participating. We will have a new giveaway next Friday. Now, announcement number two. We have been doing the Hoodoo Heritage Festival for many, many years. And every year we have made PDFs of flyers, well, we've printed them out, as printed flyers that are given away at the workshops. But in the last number of years, the last 4 years, we've also videotaped the presentations for the workshops. And there are 10 each year. And then after a seemly amount of time, we release the workshops with their PDFs, downloadable, printable flyers for each year, each workshop. So the time has come that the workshops from 2023 are being released. You don't have to buy the entire package of the festival anymore. Now you can buy any workshop you want for $25, and that includes an hour's worth of video, usually some other little trailers and other little bits, and then the printable flyer that you can print out and keep in your Book of Shadows or whatever you want to call it, your three-ring binder. So, and they will, by the way, be later printed in a book like the red folder and the black folder, but that's down the road. So the 10 workshops that have just been released for this year are in no particular order. Southern Hoodoo in the Frozen North with Doc Murphy. Now, Doc Murphy is often on this show in the chat. I don't see her here today, but she sometimes makes it in. And this is about how to do conjure if you don't live in the South, where conjure really got to be popular and was developed among African Americans who had been brought to the South under slavery conditions, but then spread north. And so, you know, no surprise, there are black people in the North, and hoodoo has spread to the North. But it does require the change-up of a few well-loved techniques. And that's what Doc Murphy is talking about. Then we have Heidi Holton with Lucky Stones and Lucky Rocks. So Lucky Rocks and Lucky Stones does not mean crystal magic. It means particular item called a Lucky Stone or a Lucky Rock, also known as a fish ear bone or an otolith. And these have a long history of use in hoodoo. And Heidi Holton shows you what they are, where they come from, how to get them out of a fish, and then how to cook the fish after. And these are used for money luck and gambling luck. So it's a great workshop. Plus, Heidi even sings some song about it, Ma Rainey's song about Lucky Rock. Then we have a workshop, Sneaky Tricks, with Miss Michael. And this became a book, and you can buy the book, Sneaky Tricks, which is co-written by Miss Michael and me, yours truly. But Miss Michael presented the workshop. It's really good. It's an hour of how to hide your hoodoo in plain sight. If you're the kind of person who lives among other people and needs to be able to, you know, stay on the down low with your magic, this workshop is for you, and so is the book. And you can buy the book from Lucky Mojo, but you can only get the workshop from the online workshops, online classes. So I'll get you that URL in the chat, and I'll name it later. The next one is called Taking Root, Hoodoo for Building and Protecting a Successful Business with Reverend Art. Now, we all know Reverend Art. In fact, he's right there. I see his face in the chat.
Indeed.
And Reverend Art is a guy who has really taken business magic to a new level. And so this is both practical and spiritual magic, and it's not just for building your business, but also for protecting your business and protecting your wealth. It's a great workshop, and it also comes with one of those two-page flyers. The next workshop is Astrology for Root Workers with me, Catherine Ironwood, and this also is accompanied by a book that I wrote, and the topic is natural astrology, no math, just the moon, the sun, the stars, and maybe a little bit of an almanac. You can get an almanac. I think you're going to need one. But you can find that online for free at any time. So Astrology for Root Workers is the history of how root workers used astrology, especially as documented in the early 20th century, just to show you that it's nothing new in hoodoo. And there's a lot of material in there, a lot of spells on the use of the moon and the signs of the zodiac and the sun. Next workshop is Mystic Healing and Cursing with Water with Ms. Robin. So this is one of Ms. Robin's amazing courses in everything from the light side to the dark side, because that's how she works. And these are all done just with waters and different kinds of waters. She gives a recipe for some kind of, you know, waters that she uses, but she also talks about the use of natural waters. It's a great workshop. And if you ever wondered about the role of water in conjure, Miss Robin is the one who will teach you about it. The next workshop is called Help is on the Way with Lukianos. And this is the making of a solar talisman for help and protection in troubled situations, when you have a situation that you can't quite deal with, where you really need a guide, a helper, this is a workshop that tells you how to make a little talisman, a solar talisman, and Lukianus is a great maker of amulets, and so this one is called Help is on the Way. The next workshop is An Artist Among the Spirits with John St. Germain. Now, this is the life of Reverend Adele Clemens, who was a spiritualist minister. And she was unusual in that she was a woman from Pennsylvania, and she became a spiritualist, and she became so involved in the spiritualist church and spiritualist ways of working that she basically broke from her own community and went to live in Harlem in New York in the black community. And this was a long time ago. And she was a preacher and teacher of spirituality in Harlem. And she was the founder of Divine Harmony Spiritual Church, which is the church that John St. Germain is now the pastor of. So he decided to write a biographer of her. The next one is Consecrating Altar Statuary with Reverend James, our own announcer. And this is a look at how altar statuary, particularly that that is hollow, can be consecrated and loaded, filled, and prepared according to Taoist methodologies. It's just as useful as hoodoo methodologies. It is not even dissimilar in some ways, but there are many ways of loading and consecrating altar statuary. And if you have never done this, if you just go down and, you know, you buy that little statuette or statue, you know, down at the local outlet for Chinese statuary that you found somewhere, you know, they have those made in China Virgin Marys and those made in China Jesus Malverdes, and they have those made in China Kuan Yins, whatever you got. They're all made in China nowadays. Very few are made anywhere else. But you want to bring it home, and it came out of a factory. How are you going to consecrate it? Well, Reverend James tells you how. How to get that statue, figurine, statuette working in spiritual alignment with your beliefs and practices. Beautiful, beautiful workshop. And the last one is Our Favorite Love Spells. And this is a panel discussion. So we just turned everybody loose. What's your favorite love spell? And panel members are Conjure Man, our own co-host Conjure Man, yay, Nikki Jean, JD, who's our guest today, Deborah Voith, who's the co-host of The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, and Reverend Roy. And so these love spells run all the way from seduction to sexuality to fidelity to celebration of partnership and union. Everything, different love spells for different situations. That is the list. Each one of these workshops, about an hour each, and each one costs $25, and you get a printoutable flyer that will contain spells, recipes, ingredients, whatever you need to know to accomplish the work that's there. Now, to get these, you can go to hoodooworkshops.com, or if you want to throw a little affiliate money our way, you can go to luckymojo.com/online-classes.html, and that will give us a $1.25 affiliate for every $25 you spend. Of that $25, by the way, half of it goes to the, and the other half is divided between whoever the affiliate is and James for making all this coding and stuff, and the rest of it goes to AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, which sponsored the Hoodoo Heritage Festivals. Okay, I've talked myself out. I knew this was going to take a long time. I hope that you all followed along and that you, you know, pop in and get yourself a workshop or two if you like them. You can get them by the presenter if you like a person's style. Get all of the ones by that person. They also fall into different categories of work. And, for instance, love spells or herbal spells or whatever. And you can check them out by category or by person and just get one at a time. When you have access to them, it's not just a one-time view. You get to keep that access, and you can download the printable text anytime. All right. Whew, I'm talked out. Take it away, Conjure Man. I have nothing more to say.
that was a very cool, but very interesting update there. Hopefully people will take advantage of this amazing resource that's being made available. On my end, not as exciting of things, but we are definitely winding down as the year is coming to an end. I always do a sort of beginning of the year ritual every January 1st. I also happen to do it on the vernal equinox, so I acknowledge both the sort of secular new year and the actual natural astrological new year, which is the spring equinox. But I always do a nice road opening work on January 1st that involves my clients, that involves me, family members. It's a pretty large ritual that takes quite a bit of time to prepare. About a week before January 1st, I start preparing for it. This week I've started several weeks early. So I've started to gather my materials, I've started to gather the candles, and we sort of dedicate a giant altar space for this work so that we can make 2024 the new year a good year. So that's what I've been really busy with at this time, just to preparing for the new year, preparing for opening the ways, preparing for new beginnings, and hopefully that 2024 will be a much better year than 2023 was. So that's what I've been really busy with in that regard. I've done a nice little preparation of the altars. I'm getting ready. We still have a few more materials that we need to gather. I'll probably be putting in a Lucky Mojo order very soon, probably today or tomorrow, for some oils that are running low. I'm running very low on John the Conqueror right now. So I'll be putting in an order today or tomorrow to replenish, and then really doing this ritual January 4th. So very excited to be doing that work for clients and for family and friends. It's been one heck of a year, and honestly, I am very much looking forward to 2024. Bring it on. I'm ready.
Well, it's going to come upon us whether we're ready or not. So, as the Chambers brothers saying, people get ready. That's all you can do. All right. Okay. Something has just piled up here, and I'm not sure what this is. A whole forum post has just appeared, and I don't understand why, so I'm just going to pass right by it. That is not time for that, and that should be deleted later. Okay, let's bring in our guest, JD.
Hi, Ms. Kat.
Welcome.
Yay, I'm here.
Okay, so fearful of dead air today due to these strange Mercury retrograde messes. So JD, how are things with you in Detroit?
Things are doing really well here. Just finished up some classes, getting ready to go on break. Excited for the Christmas and New Year's. Been doing a lot of cleansing and protection work for clients the last 2 weeks, so I think people are ready for a new year and a new them and to move forward. So that's really exciting. Been pretty good. You know, I'm pretty happy, ready to move forward with the new year. I think, like Conjureman said, I'm very much hopeful for a greater 2024 filled with more blessings than struggles.
Well, it's been quite a year, and I know you've been working really hard. So I'm very glad you stepped in at the last moment. We should explain, if you were here last week, we did announce that our Safe Travel show was going to be with the guest Papa Newt. But Papa Newt came down with an illness. The good news, he told us he's testing negative for COVID, but he doesn't feel good. So he probably has the flu or something. And we talked to him this morning. You know, he just didn't feel up to being on the show. And so we called JD, and JD said, yeah, I sure can. What's the topic? And that is so like you, JD. You're the willingest worker, and you're always here, you know, with a lot of knowledge and a lot of spells up your sleeve. So I'm so glad to have you here.
Thanks. I try to help out when I can and give back to everyone who's you know, done a lot of work for Lucky Mojo and the forum and this radio show. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you. Okay, so you inherited the topic of safe travel from Newt as he sort of passed the torch or passed the baton. So I'm going to just talk a little bit about safe travel first, and then we're going to jump into our discussion. So safe travel spells, I mean, they go back a long, long way. They go back to a time when, if you have to kind of think about this, travel was always by foot, either your own foot or the foot of a donkey or a horse or a mule. There was, you know, really no other way to travel back in the day. And you would be traveling through areas where there were bandits and ambushers. And you might come to a town where people didn't like the kind of clothes that you wore because your ethnicity, as represented by your clothes, was different than theirs. And they might not be friendly. And unbeknownst to you, a war might have been declared as you were traveling through a wilderness territory. And you come out the other side, and all of a sudden, you're in, quote, enemy territory. So traveling had a lot of problems, bandits and starvation even. Where were you going to sleep at night? There were not, you know, little motels all along the way. So travel prayers go back millennia, and they can be found in many cultures and communities. Some of the earliest written travel prayers we have come from the Middle East, but they also existed elsewhere and just got written down later. So what makes for safe travel? First of all, having food, right? Second, having shelter. Oh, and water, food and water, shelter. Having shelter along the way. And then finding people who are friendly and not going to kill you for your little purse or, you know, take your mercantile goods that you're traveling to sell in another town. Won't take you captive and make you a slave. And then finally, when you get to your destination, that there'll be people to welcome you. So that's what safe travel prayers consist of. And along with prayers, as we know, there always come talismans and amulets, charms, and ways of working to ensure an outcome that it's embodied in some. So safe travel has always been a need for any people who were literally not mobility hindered. And this is the show about safe travel. So I'm going to turn this over to you, JD. Tell us what you think about safe travel spells.
Sure. Thanks, Ms. Kat. One thing I wanted to talk about first about safe travel work was that it's a blend of protection. Like you mentioned, they need to be protected while you do this journey, whether it be where you're located or the mechanism that you're traveling in, which also brings in that level of safety. It also brings in protection in that when you're there, so say if you're in a far-off place, you're visiting another community, that you are safe, brings good health, the importance of not getting sick abroad, and also luck. So that's kind of what I think about when I look at what safe travel means to me and what it looks like cohesively for the work. There's some really great traditional spells that are through hoodoo and through, like you mentioned, there's Jewish, there's Arabic, there's Romanian, Italian, great spells that are really great for helping people be safe on those travels. One of them mentioned today that the safe travel website on Lucky Mojo was updated recently, so I hope people will check that out. It's awesome. One of the things that is traditional in my family is wearing the Italian horn, which is made of coral. The Italian horn, which is red, it's usually made of coral from the Mediterranean Sea, and it is known to protect against all evil. There's also another old Italian tradition about wearing coral is that those who wear coral cannot drown. So it is common to wear coral, especially if you are a person who boats or works in the boating industry, or maybe you know, maybe you are a cruise liner, someone along that line, wear red coral around your neck. To prepare it, you would pray Mark 4, verse 35 through 41. And this is where Jesus rebukes a storm and he stops the storm from happening. And you would follow it by Psalms 23 and particularly focus on the verse where it says he leads me beside still waters. What the focus here is that the core will help the storms calm and give you safety. Now, this spell, obviously, coming from Italy, Greece area, is traditional because many of them were coastal line, and they also worked in the boating, particularly fishing. So it was very important to have protection at sea against storms and particularly drowning. To adapt that to people who travel, if you're going on a cruise or you're going to a coastal area, you may also want to wear coral for that very reason.
All right. That's really, really important stuff. And the idea of safety from drowning. I just want to quickly, I don't want to take up too much time with it, but we definitely are having trouble with Blog Talk Radio. And it was suggested in the chat that this may be this big solar storm that has been threatened to happen. Did you all read about it, that there had been a solar flare and that it was disrupting all radio communication and Wi-Fi and other types of things?
Mm-hmm.
So that may be what's going on. We're just going to keep on going on ahead and record this. If you cannot hear it now, you can catch it in the archive. Is that okay with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, because we have people are saying they had to call three times to get in. I'm pretty sure it has to do with this solar flare. Thank God it's not a Carrington event, okay? Right? So, all right, so back to what we were saying. But you brought up something, JD, that really interested me, the safety from drowning. This is particularly a popular kind of spell for travel that you find among seafaring people. And one of the best-known ones in the English tradition is the having the veil or caul of a child, in other words, the dried amniotic sac of a baby, kept and given to or sold to a sailor, because the baby who has that will never drown. And sailors who were not born with a veil or caul would purchase said veil or caul, usually in a little wooden box, and then they could carry that around with them, and they would not drown.
Mm.
So, Conjurman, your turn. Tell us a spell that you know for safe travel.
There's a lot of really great ones. We should note that as hoodoo developed, travel in particular revolved not just bandits, as it was traditionally. So like the oldest safe travel spells that we have deal with things like storms on the sea. These are like the oldest you'll find. Bandits and brigands on the road. These are like the two most common things. And then the third is diseases as you travel. These are like the three things that almost you can, if you look at any sort of ancient source on magic, for example, the Psalms used for magic, the Surahs used in magic, Zoroastrian magic, all the magics of the ancient world, generally when you talk about safe travel, around these three things. Safety from brigands, safety from storms, and safety from illnesses. As hoodoo developed in the American experience, particularly the Black American experience, you also needed safety not just from brigands, but from racists. And so you needed safety from people who would waylay you on the road, but also from police officers. You know, as you were traveling, particularly in the South, but also in the North, the threat from the law was very real. So one of the old-timey spells to keep you safe from both brigands and law enforcement is to take a small dime, this is a mercury dime, anoint it with holy oil, and then place it in the sole of your shoe. So long as it remains there, it will protect you from anything that the enemy may lay out for you. That includes tricks, that includes plots, that includes schemes and ambushes, but also will protect you from the law. Alternatively, in Virginian conjure, we're told to put a bay leaf in your shoe, and that will keep you safe. The way it was described to me is that so long as a bay leaf remains in your right shoe, you will be invisible to the law and to thieves. So both of them will be blinded and be unable to see you, and therefore you can travel safely.
That's really a good one. And another one is salt and pepper in your shoe. And those are all good ones. The idea that your shoe is where you put protection against any kind of travel issues does really date back to the days when people walked everywhere. We also go a little bit further, and we have protection for travelers through prayer. And I'd like to say a little bit about that. The oldest prayer that I know, of course, I may not be the oldest prayer, that I know for safe travel is one that dates back to between the 3rd and 5th century, 3rd and 6th century AD, from the Babylonian Talmud. And this is called the Wayfarer's Prayer. And this is a Jewish prayer. There is a long version of it and a short version. And it doesn't have to be said in Hebrew, and you don't have to be Jewish to say it. And you can find it at my webpage, luckymojo.com/safetravel.html. And if Nagashiva would be so kind, although he's probably losing his mind now because people are in and out of the chat and can hear violins and God knows what's going on out there in Blog Talk Land. Thank you. JD posted the URL. And there's also the prayer itself. And I'm going to see if I can just bring that up and read it to you. This prayer is really, like I said, part of Jewish history, but I'm sure there are many, many other people who have used it who are not Jewish. Oh, it looks like I just got bumped out. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I've lost my Blog Talk screen.
This is
chaos supreme. It's chaos supreme. So give me just a second here. And I'm going to go to the Safe Travel page, and I'll just read it out loud to you. Okay. So this is the short form. May it be your will, my God, that you lead me toward peace, direct my steps toward peace, support me toward peace, and rescue me from the hand of any enemy or ambush on the way, and send blessing upon my handiwork, and give me favor, generosity, and mercy in your eyes and the eyes of all who see me. You are blessed, God, who listens to prayer. So that's the short form of the prayer. And this is a version by a guy named Rabbi Abaya. And he just shortened the long prayer. Like, here you go. Here's the short form. And he lived in the 4th century in what was then Babylon. Now, the funny thing about these Jewish travel prayer is that there's another version of it, which was added by an anonymous rabbi. We really don't know who it was. We have seen printed copies. I have seen printed copies from New York City and from Cleveland, of all places. And nobody knows who wrote it, but it comes after the invention of airplanes. And so it is called the Special Added Prayer for Airplane Travel. And I'm just going to read you this. It's sort of amusing in a way. If I ascend up into the heavens, you are there. And if I descend to Sheol, you are there too. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there would your hand lead me, and your right hand would hold me. And may it be your will, our Father in heaven, that you guard us from storm and tempest and grief, and may you bring forth from your storehouses a propitious wind to carry our plane, and may you sustain and preserve those who fly it. They may neither weaken nor falter, and may we reach our destination alive and well, without any trouble and injury. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be abashed, for I have taken refuge in you, and we will bless you from this time forth and forever. Hallelujah. And the version that I have of this says on the bottom of that, which is in Hebrew and in English, best wishes for a happy landing. And then it has the name of the rabbi in New York. And there's also, as I said, versions from the Hebrew Academy of Cleveland. So a pragmatic couple of prayers for safe travel from pragmatic Jewish people. All right. Who wants to take the next one?
Well, Ms. Katz, jump in on that. I actually copied down some psalms that are also known for safe travel as well. And I'll post them in the chat, but particularly one Psalm 17 is prayed for those who are traveling for safety. One, especially now with what's going on in the world, which if you're traveling to hostile areas where maybe there's war happening, Psalms 83 is a good prayer for safety during travel. Psalms 91 calls on God's angels to protect you. Some people might be traveling secretly at this time based on what's going on in the world, so they might recite Psalms 121. And Psalm 73 is another great one, especially if you're visiting areas where you could be religiously persecuted for your beliefs. This will help protect you.
That's a really interesting one, too. Oh, here's your whole list. I was just trying to copy it out from memory. Okay, so Psalm 17 for safe travel, 21 for protection while traveling, 27 protection while traveling, 34 reversing and protection while traveling, 64 protection while at sea and to come safely home. That's a really good one. I'm going to mention something about that, Psalm 64 and to come safely home. A lot of times people will have Missionary Independent Spiritual Church or any one of the other churches associated with the AISC, they'll have someone light a safe travel vigil candle while their loved one is traveling and will ask us to put Psalms 64 on that safe travel candle. Works very well. We pray, they pray. And sometimes we pray for them while they travel. So they may call us up and say, I'm leaving for London, and I want you to light this candle for me. And and then they might even say, when that one burns out, light another one, and light another one, and light another one till I get back home again. And we will do that as a service for people. Psalm 73, protection against religious persecution while traveling. That is important for some people. You figure it out yourself if you need that. Psalms 81, which is for safety from accidents, and Psalms 83 for safe travel in the areas of war. Again, that one and the protection against religious persecution are vital forms of prayer and safe travel. And then Psalms 91, protection from harm, giving angels charge over you. This one also protects from diseases and from all kinds of little demon attacks or anything. Okay, and then 121 for safe travel at night. And that also protects against any danger at night, not just traveling. Thank you so much for that list, JD. That was really okay.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We should note that 73 while specifically and traditionally and historically has been done for religious persecution, it can also be done for any sort of persecution. I'll point out that it was very common for women who were dealing with restrictive laws around abortion to invoke Psalm 73 to protect them from persecution. I've also done it where we've created a small talisman. So women who have to deal with, living in 2023, that's very much a reality yet again, right? The fact that we now have states that have not only banned a woman's right to choose, but are penalizing it, criminalizing it. So Psalm 73 is very powerful in that regard. I've also created a talisman around the persecution psalm specifically for LGBTQ people who are traveling in unsafe places, both in the United States and abroad, like if you're traveling in UAE or Qatar or places that are hostile to gay and queer people. So any type of persecution, not just religious persecution, can be invoked with this particular psalm, as well as other forms of oppression. Another really famous prayer is St. Patrick's Prayer, which is often invoked for protection generally, but also in travel. It's actually a much longer prayer that starts with I rise today and has all sorts of these, but the specific part of it that's often for travel is Christ shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that reward may come to me in abundance. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, and Christ when I sit down. Another variation of it invokes St. Michael rather than Christ, or the Archangel Michael with me, the Archangel Michael before me, the Archangel Michael behind me, and so on and so forth.
That's a good one. And I want to give a shout out to Phyllis, who mentioned that Psalms 28 is mentioned in the book Power of the Psalms for Safe Travel, with the spell being wrap verses 6 and 7 onto parchment, or write them onto parchment, wrap the talisman in a handkerchief and carry whenever you are away from home. So there's another one. That is absolutely great. Now, I'm just going to give a little shout-out to comfrey root. Comfrey root is used for safe travel, and you can just carry a piece of the root with you. Because comfrey roots will sprout wherever you throw even a little bit of them, most roots have to have a little nodule or sort of proto-bud before they take root. Comfrey has some sort of strange, like stem cell-like quality, that if it needs root, poop, a root will just come right out of it. So comfrey can be grown anywhere. It just has to be kept moist. And so it is used for safe travel. And we put it in our safe travel oil that we make at Lucky Mojo. It's just a very good one for keeping around you. And you can carry a piece of it in your glove box or anything like that. Okay, so... And JD has put up the link for the St. Patrick prayer, and that's good. Oh, my gosh. And it looks like Nagashiva founded the whole thing at St. Patrick's Church. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The prayer from the breastplate of St. Patrick. Yeah. So then that also brings us to St. Christopher. Would you like to talk about St. Christopher, JD?
Yeah. I'm actually just going to post that in the Christopher is a great saint who's known for safe travels, and he is petitioned by many who either travel for work or just commute a lot or even are on trips. And it is common to find a St. Christopher charm that is dressed and prepared and hung on the visor of a car for those who want his call on his safety. One thing you can do is you can take charm of St. Christopher, and you can dress it with St. Christopher oil and protection oil from Lucky Mojo, and dust it with angelic root, and then pray the St. Christopher prayer over it, and then recite Psalm 17 for safe travel. And this is something that you can keep in your car or wear with you when you travel. I've actually seen charms where it actually has on one side it has St. Christopher stamped, on the back side it has St. Michael stamped, so it protects both for safe travel and as well as protection while abroad. So that's another really cool charm that I've actually seen. And I just posted in the chat the safe travel for St. Christopher.
Okay. Great. Now, it's interesting. I also put up one that is called the Motorist Prayer. Interesting that these rhyme. I'm going to read them out to people who cannot see the chat. So the Motorist Prayer, which I have found printed on the back of St. Christopher cards and also stamped into aluminum visor clips, grant me, O Lord, a steady hand and watchful eye, that no one shall be hurt as I pass by. Thou gavest life, I pray no act of mine may take away or mar that gift of thine. Shelter those, dear Lord, who bear me company from the evils of fire and all calamity. And so this is a prayer, I sometimes call it the chauffeur's prayer, because the idea is that you don't even want a pedestrian to be hurt by you. You're driving people around. And I have seen that prayer stamped into brass and into aluminum and put into old cars. Now, the one that JD posted is, Dear St. Christopher, protect me today in all my travels along the road's way. Give your warning sign if danger is near so that I may stop while the path is clear. Be at my window and direct me through when the vision blurs from out of the blue. Carry me safely to my destined place as you carried Christ in your close embrace. Amen. And then say Psalm 17. So that's a different version of the idea of St. Christopher. Now, why Christopher? Christopher means Christ carrier. And he was a guy who was a fairy person. They were usually men because they were stronger. And where there was a low water, people had to be carried across the water. They didn't want to get wet, and it was too shallow for boats. And so strong men would carry you on, and you would pay them a little tip, you know, when you got to the other side. It was sort of a poor man's job. And one day, the Christ child wanted to get across the river, and he asked Christopher to carry him. And Christopher, who was like the strongest ferryman out there, he just felt that he was getting heavier and heavier and heavier, and he just couldn't carry this little child. And he finally said,
okay. Got it. It's because I'm dialing you. Okay, I could try that. Dialing that now. Odd. I've unmuted myself. Perhaps I'll be able to be heard. I keep on getting muted again, however. Unmuted myself. Perhaps I'll... Yeah. Hola. Oh.
It won't be over there. It'll be over here. Hola.
What the... Hold on. Oops. Try again. Oh, sorry. I was trying to get Catherine set up next. There you go. Yes, there are. I'm going to ask Reverend James to do that as I get him to be the co-host. Mate co-host. There we go. That's okay. Doing it next. Sure. Mate co-host. Done them both. Allow recording. Ah. Let me see if I can message Conjurman and have him get in, because he wasn't in the chat. Let's see if I can get him next. We do. I can see them there. We're already recording. Yes. Hi. So good. Do we want to resume the regular schedule and have a reading with Domchrist and finish that out? Good. We'll do the best we can. They'll be edited in.